Genau, und nee, du kannst. Und heute, das ist in einem Manöken. Okay, du nahmst Holger für den Nopfen. Oh, heute.
He said when he was a young boy, he seen the white man come and take the land away from his people. He said they came just like the leaves fall off the oak trees, so many of them. Not only did they bring destruction to the land, they brought their machinery and all the white man's poison, such as TB, all the stuff he then used as smallpox. And he says this. He come to Galan to make a new place to live, try this land out, such as much better. Now he's going to sing a song.
Oh, ahoy, Kokoyan is running.
Nobody comes to see me anymore. My children have all gone. I seldom see them anymore. I just don't know what I'll do this winter. My check has been cut in half. $65 a month, and 40 of that goes for rent. I don't know what I'll do. No one should live this way. No one should have to live this way. There's a house over there on the edge of Novalis in South Africa, Rhodesia. Katanga. The house I live in is filled with pain. I'm a social worker, and every day I must face the constant struggles and sufferings of my people. The broken homes, children who've been left alone and are hungry. Children who've been left alone by parents who've often been framed and thrown in jail. Whole families strung out on dope. The loss of dignity which comes as a result of the lies which must be told just to get a crust of bread. The idleness of minds and bodies due to the lack of education and jobs are not available. So what future can they hope for What can they do? Where can they go? And I ask you, when will this madness end? I wonder, do you? Tell me, Anna, what does your house look like, Anna? Describe it to us, so we can find it, so we can bring news of you to your husband, to your children. Oh, I got it. My check is here. Yes.
My dress, and I'm not in the grade in school anymore.
That's right, baby.
My God, I got it.
Yes, I got it, honey. Let's see what it is, how much it is.
Hey, the man who enjoys it the most is not here. He's taking care of two. So why can't we get somebody like Aurora Rodriguez and do a little ragtime up there and dance and then go back where he left? You probably remember where he left, because he's going to miss this, and he will appreciate this. He loves the entertainment. And so that would be my advice, that you don't miss it. I always enjoy Aurora dancing and Curtis and others, and it's just having this kind of little free play that way. Okay?
Thank you, Jim.
CIA, but if he print one word, they're going to face a multi-million-dollar suit. Free at last! Free at last! Thank my soul, I'm free at last! Members of the working class, thank my soul, I'm free at last! Free at last! Free at last! Thank my soul, I'm free at last. No more kissing on the capitalist ass. Thank my soul.
Visit me anymore. I very seldom see my children. My pension has been cut in half. I only get $65 a month now, and $40 of that goes for rent. Last winter was hard. I dread to see this winter come. What am I going to do? I can't live like this. No one can live like this. Tell me, Anna, what does your house look like, Anna? Describe it to us, so we can find it, so we can bring news of you to your husband, to your children. The house I live in is filled with pain. I'm a social worker. And every day I must face the constant struggles and sufferings of my people. The broken homes, children who've been neglected and are hungry, children who've been left alone by parents who've often been framed and thrown in jail. Whole families strung out on dope. The loss of dignity which comes as a result of the lies which must be told just to get a crust of bread. The idleness of minds and bodies due to the lack of education and jobs are not available. So what future can they hope for? What can they do? where can they go? And I ask you, when will this madness end?
Tell me, Anna, what does your house look like, Anna? Describe it to us, so we can find it, so we can bring news of you to your husband, to your children.
I got it. Yes, the check is here.
My shoes and my dress. No, I have to look great in the school.
Mommy, Mommy, I'm hungry, I'm hungry.
We got it, we got it. Now let's see how much it is. We'll be able to pay for the house. We'll buy us some food. At last.
Dear Mrs. Hopeful, on April the 4th at 3:16 in the morning, a man was seen coming from your home. Proposition 13 of the state of California says this makes ineligible to receive aid from the state of California.
No! Oh, no! Oh, not after all this time! The rent is due! The light bill! What can I do? Oh, I remember the days how we worked and struggled, trying to find a job, mother getting sick. Mother, this is my mother. Mother, she hadn't got sick. I could have gone to school. I could have finished my mother got a job. But now everything is lost. I'm sick.
I'm hungry, Mommy.
I'm hungry, Mommy. I'm hungry, Mommy.
Oh, my children. I lived my life wrong, I lost.
you know?
Yeah. Right home.
Hey, check out. You know what happened to Blue last night?
No, man.
What happened?
One of our own black brothers and sisters knocked him off.
No, man.
No, everything just seems so useless, so useless. You know, I was an honor roll student in school, making A's and B's. I was enthused with learning. They taught me well about Abe and George year after year after year. Teachers talking about, I got mine, now you get yours. I got tired of that. And one day, I took a good look at my mother, and I saw the struggle and the sacrifice she had to take to support three children. County workers watching to see if she's a fit mother. Telephone ringing every now and then for some $10 a day thorough house cleaning for some bourgeois, I mean lazy bourgeois bitch. I got tired of that. I couldn't take it. I quit school. Now I'm out here trying to make it the best I can.
Hey, check out. I'm from Puerto Rico, man. Right now I've been struggling to make a better world for my family. I live in a crowded room with my brothers and sisters. I'm tired of living like this. I just met my friend named Z. He was telling me about people going to jail every day with no reason. I just walk around the corner. I saw my friend named Z dead. Just like he said, there's no better world.
You know, you're right. It's really rough living out here in the ghetto. You got your own black brothers and sisters killing you off for simply no reason whatsoever. My mom, she wanted me to go to school, you know. She felt that's the only way you can survive here in a ghetto. She felt that's the only way you can survive by getting an education, something that I did not find, because when you fail the ninth grade three times in a row, being the oldest student in your class, not telling your teachers already against you to start off with, there's no reason to even go to school because you know you're not going to even get an education to start off with. So I dropped out of school, you know. And I joined the gangs. Now I'm involved in gang warfare, drugs, and anything else that I know I can get myself into. Because that's the only way I found out that, you know, you can survive in a ghetto. Simply, you know, if our black brothers and sisters cannot work to make it in a ghetto, it's obvious we'd have to steal and take it in a ghetto.
Come on, man. Let's go see Blue's mom.
On the Friday, blacks and the crackers, police and the backers, they're all political actors. Hey, people running from the way, by the judge and the jury, dictate the laws of Friday fall. Thank you. Anna. What does your house look like, Anna? Describe it to us, so we can find it, so we can bring news of you to your husband, to your children.
I came to the city for medical attention, having a fear of black lung disease that killed most miners in their mid-40s. It costs a lot of money for doctors, and us miners still can't get insurance. I've worked in the mines all my life, some 20-odd years. My family lived in fear each day that when I would go to work in the mine, I might never return alive. My dad didn't one day. I still miss the old home place because the city's sure no easy place to earn a living. Especially when you're like me, all I know to do is work in the mines, and even that's no easy job with the horrible working conditions. Well, I couldn't even eat breakfast in the morning because I just vomited up from laying on my back and crawling on my knees working in that dirty mine. We walked out on strike protesting unsafe working conditions and no insurance benefits and low pay, but with no help from a union and our families facing starvation, we were forced to go back to work in the mines. I wonder where it will all end. When will people start caring for one another? I believe that's the answer.
Tell me, Anna, what does your house look like, Anna? Describe it to us, so we can find it, so we can bring news of you to your husband, to your children.
Oh, Lordy, oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Touched you today. Oh, well, yeah, don't worry, yeah, sister. Listen. You can't win them all, but just gotta fast and pray. Oh, Lord, he wants to come by here. Oh, Lord, he wants to come down here. Oh, Lord, he wants to come down here. Oh, Lord, he wants to come down here. Woo!
You! I'm a God.
Hey.
I never shall forget that day.
Hey,
it was down in a little town out in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I was walking down the street.
Hallelujah.
Had my tuna fish sandwich in my hand.
Hey.
I never shall forget it. It was 1929.
Hey.
I had my tuna fish sandwich in my hand.
Woo!
I was walking down the street.
Glory, glory!
And then I heard this voice. The voice.
Yes.
It was down so sweet.
Hey.
So holy.
Yeah.
It was sounding.
Woo.
And that voice said to me.
Hey, what did it say, Ray?
Give me some of your tunes, sister.
Yeah. Yes.
And I stopped.
Stop
right where I
was. Yes. Yes.
And I turned around.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
I said,
yes.
If that's you, God, you better go get your own damn tune for some skin. All out here, God. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Please, I wish you take this bullshit on down the street. You're talking about your God. And you sisters with this get up on, you need to come on over to my side. Because your God, you calling on haven't did a damn thing for me. You understand? I mean, really. You sisters should try and come on over to my side because your God...
Wait, sister. Wait.
Wait. Yeah, I got it. Got it? Yeah? You got it.
Listen, you sister. Look,
I know, sister.
You know, it's rough out here. You know, day after day, you know, being with guys night after night. I mean, it's rough out there trying to feed five hungry babies. I mean, you sisters evidently don't have any children.
Wait, sister.
I mean, there was a time that I had tried to get a job with no education and no skills.
I can do it.
I mean, you just look around us. Sister. There's a lot of oppressed people in the world. Listen to me, brother. It's no time for games.
Sister, let me, hold it. I know I can do it. There you go. I got it. Sister. God just talked to me. He told me.
Yes.
This is the hand of God, sister. And I know one thing. You know what? You got a good heart, sister.
Oh, wait,
sister. Sister. Wait, I know. I can save you. I can save her. Come on. Please let me save her. I can do it.
Oh, no, Lord.
But I did you last night.
Preacher.
Let me do her.
Preacher.
I got it.
Preacher.
Come on. I did you last night, too. Let me do her. Come on.
Reverend. We're going to have to pray for the Reverend now, I believe.
Tell me, Anna, what does your house look like, Anna? Describe it to us, so we can find it, so we can bring news of you to your husband, to your children.
The house I live in, these bars of steel, they're designed to break my spirit and destroy my mind. But they only serve to make me stronger and more determined to defeat my enemies. The ruling fascist elite has labeled me a political prisoner and thrown me amongst the ranks of the forgotten, expecting never to hear from me again. But being here only gives me more time to plan my next move. Inside these walls is a whole different kind of world. A world where power is absolute. And the actions of the pigs that run this place are never questioned. No one on the outside could ever imagine the genocide of our people that goes on in here. Remember Attica. Remember George Jackson. Remember the Wilmington 10. Remember all our brothers and sisters that have been murdered and tortured within these walls. And remember, this house is only able to stand because you dare not speak out in the face of truth. So speak out. It may be you the next time.
Okay, Jackson, so walk now, let's go.
Tell me, Anna, what does your house look like, Anna? Describe it to us, so we can find it, so we can bring news of you to your husband, to your children.
That's not funny.
I never get well no more.
Nobody cares about me. The children see me lying in the street,
They just step over and keep on going. You know, if they really knew me, they would think differently about me. Hey, Dig, man, I got this degree in business education, right? But what good did it do me? Beyond hiring black businessmen. So I had to work hard all my life. Odd jobs, washing dishes, anything to make my living. Now my wife's gone, children left me, and I'm on welfare. So I take a drink every now and then. Keeps me going. So think what you will. This is my house. I guess I'm stuck with it.
There's a house over there on the edge of Nova Lisboa in South Africa, Rhodesia, Katanga. I was born by the river in a little cave. And just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh yeah, oh yeah. When I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. And he winds up knocking me to my knees. And oh, I know there have been times that I thought, there have been times I thought I couldn't last. I couldn't last too long. And it's been a long, long time coming, but I know change is gonna come. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. A knock comes to the door, and I am given the command that I must fight, I must kill the enemy who turns out to be human like you and me. And I am bitter. Each day my bitterness grows deeper and deeper as I wonder who the enemy really is. But you see, I volunteered my life to fight in a war that was supposed to guarantee freedom for my people here at home, to give them a better life. And I am bitter. I am bitter as I wonder who the real enemy was. It was not the Vietnamese. It was not the Japanese. It was not the communists who pulled the gun on my mother because she was 1 minute late for work in the field. Hell, she had a sick baby to care for at home. And oh, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh.
coming, but I know change is gonna come. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Tell me, Anna, what does your house look like, Anna? Describe it to us, so we can find it, so we can bring news of you to your husband, to your children.
Ay, Dios mío, ¿qué voy a hacer?
Oh, my God, what am I to do?
He venido a los Estados Unidos de México.
I came here as a farm worker from Mexico.
Buscando mejor vida para mi familia.
Expecting a better way of living for my family.
Y en lugar,
instead,
he encontrado poca esperanza.
I have found there is no hope.
Y mi hija,
for my daughter,
que roba para soportar su hábito de droga,
who steals to support her drug habit.
Hay poca educación.
With little education.
No hay un hogar decente.
And no decent housing.
Ni atención médica.
Or medical care.
Ha sido una pesadilla.
It has been a nightmare.
Trabajamos largas horas en la labor.
We work long hours in the field.
Y estoy muy cansada.
And I'm very tired.
Vamos con César Chávez.
We must go with Cesar Chavez.
A unirnos con la Unión de Trabajadores.
And unite with the Farm Workers Union. Our hopes lie with Cesar Chavez, and we must continue the fight. There's a house over there on the edge of Nova Lisboa in South Africa. Katanga.
The house that I live in is deep in Bandy country. In Soweto and even throughout South Africa. It is a house that is on fire today with revolution. South Africa will win, or we will die fighting.
Tell me, Anna, what does your house look like, Anna? Describe it to us, so we can find it, so we can bring news of you to your husband, to your children.
It is the year 1973, September 11th, in the beautiful city of Chile. Santiago has been overthrown by a CIA coup. The CIA had a backup of $9 million for the destruction and the killing and murdering of all people in Chile. Salvador Allende was killed, drugged, tortured. He refused to leave his country because he had dignity to die with his people. All the people died. He refused to leave his country. Victor Hart died the same way. He was taken to a stadium where he was set in a round crowd of people where the military junta had told him to sing. He started singing, and as he was singing, they plucked his fingernails, cut his face, cut off arm, and he continued to sing. His song was, El derecho de vivir, poeta de Ho Chi Minh, que guste a Vietnam, a toda la humanidad. Ningún cañón borrará tu cerco de tu arrozal, el derecho de vivir en paz. Indochina es el lugar Dios, con tojino y napalm, la luna es una explosión que funde todo el clamor, el derecho de vivir en paz. Tío, nuestra canción es puro fuego de amor, sos palomo, paloma, olive, el olivar, es el canto universal, cadena que harían triunfar, el derecho de vivir en paz, el derecho de vivir en paz.
Tell me, Anna, what does your house look like, Anna? Describe it to us, so we can find it, so we can bring news of you to your husband, to your children.
I am a Vietnamese, and I'm proud to be a Vietnamese. What I have to say tonight cannot be passed lightly, but can only be taken seriously to those who care. The house that I live in is a small village, about 500 people. I painfully remember when the bomb came. The tiny pebble that was in the sky that came to be a nightmare in disguise. I remember when the enemy had surrounded our village and how they senselessly shot into our village, killing helpless women and babies and children. I remember seeing a sergeant telling a private to shoot a Vietnamese woman, a gook. She said, "Shoot that gook." He shot the mother who ran to protect her baby. I remember what the napalm did to the helpless little babies. I saw what the napalm did. I saw children like right here before you. I saw where the napalm had burned the skin away from their bones. And for what? What for? I'll tell you what for. For the tin, the tungsten, and the rubber that my country's raw materials have supplied the corporate elite. Now I ask you, who is the corporate elite? Who is all this profit for? Who is getting all this profit? It's the IT&T. It's the Howard Hughes. It's the Rockefellers. It's the J. Paul Gates, DuPont, and all other people who get profit from the bloody wars that they supply. And I tell you, we won our battle in Vietnam. It took us 10 years, but we won it. The people won it. And this battle's been won all over the country, not just in Vietnam, but it's been won in Cambodia, Laos, all of Asia, South Africa, and Latin America. And the key is this. As long as one person's not free, we are not free, and we have to remember that. And we have to keep on fighting that struggle.
Tell me, Anna, what does your house look like, Anna? Describe it to us, so we can find it, so we can bring news of you to your husband, to your children.
You say you don't want to die because I don't want to die. Now, what would cause you to say that? Is it because you have a fine home in the suburbs and a good job? Or is it because you wear pinks and yellows causing all the women to scream from a cause unknown? Just because you seem to be satisfied, that's no cause for you to forget who is the cause of our brothers and sisters to be exploited. Many of our brothers and sisters have chosen to die for a cause. Not because, but just because.